Let's get some analysis on this now with aviation analyst Potego Mojapele, who joins us on the line. Potego, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. A scaled down SAA version 2.0, what are your expectations from the airline?
Good afternoon, Mandy, and your listeners at home. SAA 2.0, it's much leaner than as we used to, the bigger FAA with the much 600 pilots. You would remember that the bulk of the money of FAA was actually on that staff complement that was bloated. It was heavily bloated. And also the leasing agreements that they had with the airplane makers like your Airbus and so on. So the current setup that they have with the six leased planes that they've got and the rest of the others they own outrightly, I think, and obviously the route network that they have created, it makes a lot of sense for them to start. And I think if I stand to be corrected, they would be really making significant increase on the customer volume, especially with regards to the West Africa routes, which I think they need to focus on that before you can even go into the across the Atlantic, maybe America or even London for that matter.
How much do you think the airline is going to struggle with convincing people to book tickets? People may be worried that the aircraft haven't been maintained. There may be some brand issues. What do you think are going to be the main challenges that they're going to have to overcome here?
Based on what they are doing now, starting regional, I think it's a good thing that they're doing in terms of testing the waters. With local routes, regional routes, your African market and so on, they will be able to, they're going to struggle. They're really going to struggle. But I think with Takaso being part of this, especially global, I mean, they've got reputable people there, your Gideon, your Jonathan. I mean, these are the guys that really have been on the market and they understand the industry very well. And they're going to be able to drive there or to steer the ship very well to the right direction. But as far as domestic is concerned, I'm much concerned as well. I just do not think that domestic SAA will really make a significant impact. But heading to Africa, yes, they will be able to. And globally, probably they will be able to still salvage whatever that was left there. But reputation is something that airline needs to strive on. And if your reputation is not in good standing, you are definitely going to fail as an airline. But I think starting in Africa will at least give them a chance to really assess themselves and see how best they can improve their service.
And Potego, what is the status of the involvement of the Takaso Consortium at this stage? As I understand it, they aren't actually involved with the day-to-day running yet at this stage.
One of the things that the department, DPE, made a mistake of was to go out in public with the deal that was not necessary. Basically, that was not a deal, Mandy. It was just a proposal that was on the table. And they went out on media about this proposal that was not a deal and announce it. Now it's very clear that there wasn't anything on the table at the time. And it's concerning for me where I'm sitting. For the airline to go out there on the market, we were told that there is a strategic partner that is going to invest over $3 billion into the airline. And suddenly they are not involved in this restart of the airline. And it's concerning because you hear statements from different quotas. Some earlier on, there was that Global is no longer part of this, and suddenly they are not involved in the restart of SAA. It is concerning, and I think the DPE should manage this very carefully. And obviously, we are not inside the boardrooms with them, so we wouldn't know exactly what is it at stake. However, it is concerning for PR exercise. They should have done it better than the way it is at the moment.
Interesting indeed. Potego, thank you so much for your time today. Potego Mojapele, aviation analyst, speaking to us there about SAA, what do you call it, relaunched SAA 2.0, taking to the skies again today. What do you think about the brand of South African Airways? Do you think it has been vastly affected? It is scaled down. We're seeing that thousands were retrenched and now it's in the skies again. Will you book on SAA? I'd love to hear from you on that. Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072 702 1702, 0725 67 1567.